All right. Good evening. This is the Farmington City Planning Commission held June 18, 2026. We have four items today, two of which we will have staff talk on, and the other ones are summary action and other business. We'll just hit it right off and get it to staff for item number one.
Yes, thanks. Item number one is the final site plan for the Stack self-storage building located on parcel C1 of the Stack master plat. The concept site plan was reviewed and approved by the City Council and Planning Commission in September and October of 2025. Stack master plat, and let me just see this, the parcels right here. So there's North Station Lane and Innovator Drive and Shepherd Lane right there, and it will be located on this parcel. And the final site plan drawings are included in there, as well as final elevations. And the DRC has been reviewing this since October and feel that it is ready for final site plan approval. The one note that we talked about in study session that I have is a condition of approval which ties this final site plan approval of parcel C1 to the plat of parcel C1 and C4 to make them building lots. And I went into more detail about the distinction between parcels and lots in the study session. Are there any follow-up questions about that condition?
Any? No? Okay. None.
Okay. And we have a representative here from Stack to talk about the project if you have any questions for him.
So. Do we have any questions for the representative?
No, I'm good.
No. Looks like you're okay, my friend. And I did fail to mention that this is not a public hearing. So, anything else, staff?
That's all I had.
Okay. Any questions, concerns, comments from the commission? If not, I am open to a motion.
I'll make the motion.
Perfect.
Move that the Planning Commission approve the final site plan for the Stack C1 self-storage building, subject to all applicable Farmington City development standards and ordinances, and the following conditions 1 and 2, findings 1, and supplemental information 1 through 4.
Perfect. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Randy's got it.
Randy. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Unanimous. Okay. All right. Thank you. Lots of work tonight, huh? Yeah. All right. We're getting to item number two. Staff.
Yes. Item number two is a zone text amendment related to Title 10 building regulations, and it relates specifically to fire sprinkler systems in single-family dwellings. The state of Utah passed a bill which enables cities to require automatic fire sprinkler systems in certain situations, as long as we have an ordinance adopting those requirements. And that is this ordinance tonight. So the biggest substantial changes to building regulations would be that dwellings of any size which are built in high-risk areas included in the map showing zones 5 and 6 have to be built with a fire sprinkler system, and that any new construction in those areas as well have to, over 10,000 square feet would also have to comply with the fire sprinkler system requirement. And the fire chief Willis and fire marshal James Weston are here tonight if you have any questions for them about the ordinance.
Perfect. Before we get to the public hearing, which this is, does any of the commissioners have any questions for these amazing people right here?
No.
Other than the fact that you guys are awesome and we're grateful for what you guys do. So thank you so much, really, truly. So staff, we don't have any questions for these amazing folks, but we do need to open it for public hearing.
Yes.
Okay, we are going to open item number two for public hearing. If there is anybody here that would like to discuss this item, please come forward. Perfect. Anybody online? Excellent. All right, I'm going to close the public hearing. Does any of the commissioners have any questions on this? If not, I'm open to a motion.
I'll make the motion.
All right, Frank.
I move that the Planning Commission recommend approval of the zone text amendment as included in its report and incorporate therein all the findings one and two, as well as incorporating supplemental information 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Wonderful. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Second right here. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. That is unanimous. Perfect. All right. summary action and other items. Do we have a motion for 3 and 4?
Or it'd be 3A and 3B.
Excuse me. 3A and B. Apologies. Thank you for the correction. Do I have a motion to approve the summary action items?
I just have it listed as
3B.
I see a 3B.
The other one's the Planning Commission minutes and the Wilson special exception.
Yeah. Very good.
I'll make the motion.
Frank's making the motion.
Move the approval of items 3A and 3B on the summary matters.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All right, we have a second here. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Looks like we're unanimous. Other than the budget being approved by the City Council, do we have any other items?
Nope, it was just the budget approval was the biggest thing on Tuesday's meeting. So,
all right. I am open to closing the Planning Commission meeting at 7:06. Anybody want to do that?
I motion to adjourn.
A motion to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Whoa.
That is a really good.
I bet you didn't know my mind.
Close it. Goodbye.
I got the record. So this is an old picture.
Probably the record, yeah.
Yeah!
I have no
sorry. There's the cemetery and the tennis court.